Ladies and gentlemen, pastoralists have a unique way of life. These extensive livestock production systems are practiced by up to 500 million people across the globe. Managing range lands that cover a third of the Earth land surface. Despite the challenge, they remain important producers of livestock, meat, milk, hair and hides, and in many countries produce more than half of agriculture GDP. Relying on a rich legacy of traditional knowledge, their ability to survive in the harshest environment, pastoralists are able to produce food where no crops can be grown. Yet, pastoralists' concerns have been and are still poorly heard by governments and the international community. Besides the common challenge faced by farmers today, such as climate change and shortage of natural resources and urbanization, pastoralist livelihoods have been affected by sedentarization attempts, the decrease and fragmentation of rangelands, and the disruption of their mobility routes. Governments often fail to provide basic services like health and schooling. Ladies and gentlemen, with our mechanized and industrialized way of living, it is easy to forget that there is much to be learned from traditional ways of life like pastoralism. We need targeted policies and mechanisms to revitalize attention to pastoralism. The Pastoralist Knowledge Hub will provide an important platform to help pastoralists to project their voice into international fora, share knowledge and innovation, and affect policy discussions. It also aims to create a mechanism enable pastoralists to meet, discuss, and decide on issues such as agriculture innovation or new land regulation and find solutions to common challenge. The Hub offers a growing database of research on pastoralism, contacts for a worldwide network of pastoral representatives and discussion forum for networks and partnering institutions. It will complement many ongoing FAO activities, such as the development of the technical guide to implementing the voluntary guidelines on governance of tenure in pastoral rangelands, implementation of the recommendation of the Commission on Genetic Resources on Ecosystem Services provided by livestock, the work on rangeland and forest management and restoration rehabilitation, and sustainable landscape work undertaken in the Mountain and Soil Partnership, the Global Agenda for Sustainable Livestock, and GIAS, among others. To keep the momentum, 6 regional meetings with pastoralist networks will be held until October 2015. By the end of this year, the Hub plans to set up a transparent mechanism to nominate pastoral representatives to participate in global discussion. To conclude, I would like to emphasize that FAO stands ready to support this initiative and will continue to act as a neutral forum and center of technical excellence. I am confident that together, through the Knowledge Hub, we can bring a transformational change to recognize the crucial role the pastoralists have for maintaining food security and other ecosystem services. And I thank you for your attention.
So, good morning to all of you and a warm welcome. Let me first of all thank the FAO Secretariat for organizing this launch and inviting Germany to take part in it. Why Germany? Why am I on this panel, you might ask? Well, there are several reasons for this. Generally, Germany recognizes the value of pastoralism and seeks to support the sector through FAO. But more specifically, our engagement for pastoralists arises and complements our previous engagement in the right to food and in the voluntary guidelines on governance of tenure of land, fisheries and forestry, the VGGT, that had been developed by the Committee on World Food Security. In this context, Germany also supports currently the preparation of the technical guide on tenure rights related to pastoralism and rangelands that will look at how the VGGT can be used to secure pastoralists' rights and livelihoods. Unfortunately, little attention has been paid to pastoralism so far, although pastoralists often play an important role in many countries. We are convinced that in many cases, supporting pastoralists can help to solve social, economic, and environmental problems, and tenure issues are central to the solution. Therefore, Germany appreciated the request for technical and policy support made by pastoralists from the IPC to FAO that finally led to the creation of the Pastoralist Knowledge Hub we are launching today. Germany has decided to lend financial support to the hub, what you can see on the leaflet on the back. And by this way, we hope to facilitate a consultative platform that brings together members of pastoralist constituencies in order to share and develop ideas and information. And this is meant to enhance the capacity of pastoralists and their organizations to improve their livelihoods, to strengthen their networks and outreach, and as a result, to give them a voice to be heard. To this end, the German Federal Ministry of Food and Agriculture will make available almost $1.6 million. Today, we are pleased to learn about the partnerships that had been created so far. And on this note, Germany wishes the hub all success. Thank you so much.
First of all, let me thank FAO, its leadership and senior management, who really provide the opportunity to have a pastoral knowledge hub at the FAO. It was an idea, it came from the pastoralist community, and we really push here with all head of the department in different livestock heads that we need to have some kind of a platform which really provides space for a pastoralist where we can share our information, knowledge, and the wisdom. And why it was needed, because it happened in the name of development and in the name of scientific knowledge. The knowledge of the indigenous pastoralist and the wisdom has been ignored for decades. And that's how we feel that even in the last three global gathering in 7 years of time, we pastoralists, whenever we were meeting in Spain or in India or in Nairobi, we were discussing that, what about our knowledge? Like, we have been receiving a knowledge, it is a one-way process, and we pastoralists have our indigenous knowledge and our wisdom. What about that? Who is going to restore that knowledge? And if we don't really do something on that, it's going to vanish. So that's how we thought that it would be nice if we all together, if we work on this, and that's how, I mean, like, from the suggestions came from the pastoralist community, and fortunately that FAO took initiative to do this pastoral knowledge hub. So that's why it's very important for even for the next generation of the pastoralists, it is very important. The one concern which, like, normally, I mean, you already said and here that we are a voiceless, we are unseen kind of or unheard people. We know we are, I mean, not voiceless when we are among our communities or within our community. But when we go global, when we interact with others, I mean, it is really kind of atmosphere is has been created globally. I mean, people feel that we are voiceless and we are unheard and unseen. So this, the concern which I wanted to show here, normally it happens that most of the initiatives do not, I mean, have access to or control by the pastoralist community. And this is a platform where we feel that we'll definitely have equal access to and control over the pastoral knowledge hub, where we can share, because we believe in sharing of resources, sharing of knowledge, and sharing of wisdom. And because the pastoralist is all about the sharing whatever we have. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I'm joining my voice to my colleague Lalji to thanks FAO for this Pastoral Knowledge Hub. Pastoralists have a lot of knowledge and knowledge system, as Lalji said. Let me give an example for my community in one knowledge. We have the knowledge on the weather predictions we develop through observing the environment. The daily prediction, monthly predictions, weekly predictions, and year predictions. For the daily, just to observing certain kind of insect, then we know exactly in the next hour we are going to have a rain. Then it's exactly going to rain. Then for the years, we observe from certain kind of plant who give the fruit. Then we just break the fruit and we see the liquid inside. We know that if the tree make the prediction for his generations, then we know the next year is going to be a good rain or not. So there is many knowledge developed by the community. But this knowledge is staying just in our communities. The hub can give the voice to the isolated nomadic communities to be on the method and to share how they're protecting the environment. Then to ensure also the food security and find out the innovation. In conventional policy dialogue, only the big organizations who are carrying the voice of the pastoralists. However, the innovation approach of the hub gives the opportunity for a smaller and isolated communities to give them voice and to chair to be in the process. Especially in pastoralism knowledge, offering the method, the women are the ones who are having the knowledge, but officially is carried by the man. Then we are believing the pastoralist knowledge hub can valorize the knowledge keeping by women and the systemize and international knowledge transfer and capture also the innovation created by the young. Having pastoralist knowledge hub is ensuring our food security for the long term and protect our planet also. The pastoralist knowledge is a gift we can make to the planet. Thank you very much.
Well, I come in from the Gran Chaco Americano. It's a region that includes Paraguay, Bolivia, and Argentina. It's a big area with dry forest and grassland in South America. One of the pastoralist systems of Latin America is found there, alternating floodplains with dry areas. We also have Trashuman families in Patagonia and in the Yungas rainforest. The third system is where animals are taken care by the family, especially in highlands. And the animals include South American camelids, goats, sheep, and cows, and cattle. These different systems are carried out by indigenous peoples, but traditional families named criollos, or more recently, newcomers. No? Usually, these pastoralist groups have disagreements, or even conflicts. But looking to those things that unite us, we could change the reality and we could influence in policies, public policies. One example in Argentina, this union could change regulations to reduce deforestation and natural resource loss in pastoral areas. So we protest and we propose We are not the problem. We are part of the solution. And the pastoral knowledge hub is a very good tool to enhance pastoralism. It's not enough, but it's an excellent first step. Thank you.